Hello and welcome to another episode of Danny Talks Tech. This episode touches again a topic very close to my heart, journaling and how it helps achieve discipline by tracking habits and boosting productivity. Do you ever feel like getting to the root of why you are feeling so stressed these days? A couple of years back, when I rejoined workforce after parental leave, I used to feel incredibly stressed. A part of the cause was all the changes that were happening, the sleepless nights we all know come with being a parent, and, oh well, coffee. I was drinking a lot of coffee without realizing it. When I started tracking my coffee intake in my journal, I saw I was drinking almost 6 big cups every day. No wonder I was stressed, jittery, uneasy, and just not myself. Tracking my coffee intake let me get to the cause of my extreme behavior, and I managed to reduce my coffee intake by disciplining myself to not go over a certain limit and to not drink coffee past a certain time of the day. This all happened because I used my journal. No wonder, my journal is my lifesaver and my go-to tool. I use it to express my feelings, diary the daily events, track my habits, and just strive to be productive and bring more productive changes in my life. In this digital world, writing down on a crispy piece of good quality paper with a beautiful pen offers a feeling of comfort. I feel so motivated when I can organize my priority list of the day manually, be it at home or at work, in my journal. Despite relying a lot on technology like Outlook, Google for calendars, To-Do, and note-taking software like OneNote, when there is something important to note down in meetings, I always have my small office journal in my hand. It also helps when I'm sitting in a meeting and can give the person opposite to me a feeling of being listened to, as I'm not glued to my screen. I have always found it to be a positive effect, and it brings about conversations, be it professional or personal. My work notebooks did spark a lot of interesting conversations. Now let's take a step back and I'll tell you how it all began. I have been writing a diary with multicolored pens since I was a child. Remember those click pens with 3-4 pen nibs that used to come out? Oh, I so loved them. I got one from my father and it was my absolute greatest possession. But between childhood and adulthood, the diary turned into a personal journal. Then the internet happened and the World Wide Web let me connect with a lot of fellow journaling enthusiasts. Around 2018, I discovered Ryder Carroll's bullet journal method, which changed the way I saw journaling. I used the method for a while, explored the Alistair method, then there is this thing called Frankenlog, and other techniques that evolved from Bujo. But now, my journal is a mix of different techniques and I have developed my own method that works the best for me. A key part of my journal is my monthly trackers. They evolved from being very elaborate to very simple, finally setting a happy medium. Pre-baby K, I used to track which days of the week I was doing which exercise. I was running, I was swimming, I was dancing semi-professionally, doing performances. Always was tracking if I'm running enough to have my stamina up, if I'm dancing enough, if I'm doing yoga enough. Did all of this while putting over 40 hours of work. So my journal and my trackers were just about this, about some more habit. Oh, I also forgot that not only me, but I also used to track a little of Chris's training schedule because shortly after we got married, he did his third Ironman, and honestly, fitness was one of our top goals. When baby K was a baby, newborn and baby, it became about my journal and my tracker became about whether I was getting an hour of time to myself during the entire week. With baby K growing up and then she started daycare, we both went back to workforce. I started working full-time, soon Chris started working full-time, and the habit tracker became just a balance to see how I manage my daily stress by getting some time to do some movement. and also how I manage, how we manage the household chores. But my journal is more about me, so I will be talking more about how I manage to track what chores I'm doing. And also, another bad habit we got rid of by me tracking it on our journal was our habit of ordering takeouts. We were ordering takeout like an alarming rate, and we reduced it a lot and focused back on trying to cook, even if it was very simple meals back at home. And all of this was done via my tracking how often we were ordering from outside. So my monthly trackers have really been my lifesavers. I have talked about takeout. I have also talked about coffee. But this journaling and tracking actually also helped me get back to reading and doing something creative. I was an avid reader. I was finishing two books at one over one weekend night. Like, I would start reading on a Friday evening. I was never the party person, but I would start reading like 10 in the evening, and then I will finish one book, and then I will start another book, and I'll stay up whole night to finish two books. From there, I just suddenly stopped. I don't know, a lot of work pressure, life happening. Obviously, then I felt I got pregnant, I had baby K. I just couldn't focus on reading at all. So I turned to my go-to tool and started tracking the days I read. Then I set a very small annual reading goal for myself. Nothing set in stone, but still a goal which I was going to reward myself by a small chocolate or something if I finished it. And I started tracking my reading habit. And slowly, it helped me rebuild my reading habit. Habit trackers are incredibly versatile. They can be customized to fit any goal you have in mind. For instance, you can track your hydration levels, you can track your daily steps, mood, sleep quality, or even the time spent on hobbies and family activities. The key is to be consistent and review your progress regularly. Lost in the grind of work and family, I had lost my creative touch, which had a negative effect on me and my work. My thinking was no longer solution-oriented, and I hardly got fresh approaches. So I decided to give journaling and habit tracking a try, just to reclaim a little bit of my creative juice. I aim to set up at least 2 15-minute slots for myself over the week to do something creative, whether it was creating a new journal layout, singing my heart out, or dancing. This brought balance back into my life. Engaging the creative side of my brain had a very positive effect on my overall productivity. We also started experimenting with content creation, primarily for our side business. Before, it was just admin work and order processing, but slowly we started to playing around with the idea of making content for our various social media channels, and my journal became the place to organize my thoughts on content creation and plan accordingly. So guess where I plan and my ideas, how I'm going to talk to you, what I'm going to talk to you about in my podcast. Of course, my journal. Without my journal, I would not even manage to have opened up my podcast end of last year. And I'm so happy that I did it and that I have my journal to help me plan my podcast and at least try to be consistent with my posting. Last but not the least, a good night's sleep and enough rest. Good sleep was something I never really struggled until I became a mother. When I rejoined work, it wreaked havoc on any routine because lack of sleep made me irritable and less efficient. As a result, everything became more stressful as I was actively trying my best to be as efficient as possible at my most inefficient phase. Everything took longer than I used to, and I couldn't take any rest. It led to a lot of frustration for not meeting my own expectations, contributing to more stress. This is when I started tracking my sleep patterns, deciding how many work packages I could realistically tackle the next day, and trying to give myself active periods of rest. Whether it was logging off and going for a short walk, or taking an early break to unwind, before going back to being the chief operating officer of the house, it gradually led to positive changes. I began to understand my daily capabilities better, actively assigning and scheduling my tasks without overwhelming myself. I also used a great tool to manage workplace stress, saying no to unrealistic demands and creating strong boundaries at work. I realized that taking on too much without being very efficient resulted in poor performance, leading to a negative impression about me. To improve my performance, I needed to be able to assert my boundaries firmly. To further illustrate the power of habit tracking, let's discuss how it aids in building long-term habits. When you consistently track a behavior like I did with my reading habit or my coffee drinking habit, you are more likely to develop it into a routine. For instance, if you want to develop meditation every morning, logging each session in your journal can provide a sense of accomplishment and accountability. Something similar happened with me trying to increase my reading activities. Over the time, this habit becomes a second nature. As you know, it says if you can repeat an activity or you can repeat a habit for 6 weeks, it becomes a routine. And this contributes to overall well-being. Moreover, journaling and habit tracking can serve as a reflective practice. At the end of each month, I review my journal to assess what worked well and what didn't. This reflection helps me make informed decisions about which habits to continue, which to modify, and which to abandon. It's a continuous loop of improvement driven by insights gathered from my own experience. Let me wrap the whole episode up now. Journaling isn't about putting pen to paper. It's a powerful tool for managing stress, cultivating discipline, and enhancing productivity. Find what resonates with you and make it your own. Thank you so much for joining me today on this journey. I hope my experience inspires you to pick up a journal and start your own adventure towards a more organized life. Before I forget, I'm super excited about our next episode. Although I'm not quite sure when I will release it, I have a lot of thing work-wise coming up and I need to study for something I enrolled myself in. But we will be exploring the role of mindfulness in enhancing focus and reducing stress in project management. We will dive into techniques for staying present and how mindfulness can lead to better decision-making, improve team dynamics. Trust me, you would not want to miss it. Until next time, stay organized, stay productive, and as always, happy journaling!